Yeah, we're making power moves, rocking a Detroit groove to some American dudes out making power moves. Straight out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, rocking a coal one in each hand. My buddy Dave and I are Americans, just making power moves, ripping heaters and chugging paps. Natty light with no class, blowing shit up and chasing ass. Yeah, we're making power moves. Yeah, we're making power moves. Right to a Detroit groove.
And we're back. Welcome to Power Moves, episode 211. I'm your host, Mike Burns. It's very cool for you. And joining me all the way from Los Angeles, California, it's the host of the Honk Podcast. It's the author of The Perfect Amount of Wrong. It's your boy, Mike Barado. Bridenstine.
Oink, oink. What's up, pigs?
Yeah. That's how you know the show is kicked off. That's a fun one.
What's up, you? What's up, you fucking pigs?
When you walk into your Easter gathering with your fam, make sure to walk in and say, "Hey, what's up, you fucking pigs?" And that way, everyone will know like you're cool because you listen to the show. They'll get it. It's an inside joke.
I mean, it's a sign to other folks who listen to the show, which, trust me, everyone does. So you look at him, you go, oink, oink, what's up, you fucking pigs? And then it's a little thing you can say at Easter. People be like, oh, Uncle Gary's rad.
But maybe there's one person there that's like, oh, yeah, Brado, that's your the Brado thing. Yeah, high five. And then you got a friend and for the whole time you're there, that boring party.
And then your aunt that said, let's get jiggy with it 2 years late was like, oink, oink to you as well, pigs. And you're like, shut up, Aunt Carol. You don't know fucking shit.
Aunt Carol just starts saying that to random people.
Oh, I saw a genie at the mall today, and I said, oink, oink, you fucking stupid bitch. And then she didn't get it. She slammed a car door on my head repeatedly till I...
Well, Aunt Carol, what you're doing it wrong. It's oink oink, what's up, pigs? So you gotta say that. Everyone gets that. So then,
oh, I thought I did. I thought I did.
No, you said you fucking bitch to your friend.
No, I didn't see what the big deal is. I said oink oink. It's what the kids are doing.
Oh yeah,
these kids are oinking at each other, they're all gay now. Have you noticed? They're all gay.
Everyone's gay. Kurt Cobain predicted it.
Oh my God, he did! Uh-huh. Everyone is gay. Everyone's wearing a Nirvana shirt, and they're like, I don't know. He said everyone's gay, so
everybody, all the pigs, everybody, and I mean that in the nice way. Everyone's a pig now, and they're all gay. That's what the world is. So when you go into Bible study, Aunt Carol, just remember all your friends there, all gay, and they're all pigs. So when you could walk in and say, oink, oink, what's up, you gay pigs, and say that to all your friends at Bible study, and they'll think you're cool.
I think it's just, you know, TikTok's making everybody gay. It's a Chinese plot against America to make us not procreate. Turn all of the kids of the world of America gay. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it.
I don't have it.
Hey, all these kids are gay, and they're all on TikTok. You tell me, folks. You tell me.
Well, you know, that's how it works. If you watch enough TikTok, which is gay, you turn gay.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, TikTok is, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, turning all the kids gay.
Maybe that's true. What if it's true, though? What if it's like cigarettes gave you lung cancer, and no one really thought about that or believed it for a long time, but now what if the next thing is, hey, nothing wrong with it, but if you watch TikTok.
Why has it got to be lung cancer? Why can't it be like lifting weights gives you muscles and not like something positive?
Sure. Okay. We can put a positive spin on it. Yeah.
Yeah, like TikTok, I mean, it's a waste of time, but it makes your kids gay.
Hey, guys, Mike Burns here for TikTok. Are you sick of bitches going out on dates with these hoes that fucking don't know what they want, but what they do want is what's in your pocket to pay for their dinner? Fuck that shit. Watch a shitload of TikTok, and I guarantee you'll be switching teams, heading out to a nice dive gay bar where it goes straight to fucking in the toilet. So get on the TikTok, kids, and get done with these dumb bitches taking your money.
TikTok, all apologies. Everyone is gay.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I watched too much TikTok. Oh, shit. Sorry, honey. We got to get a divorce. I'm not into this anymore.
Honey, I'm sorry. I watched some TikTok dance reels, and boy, I don't find you attractive anymore.
I want something like that in my life so badly to happen. I've been talking about it to the boys. I want one of them to have an affair or one of them to come out the closet. I need some excitement. It's getting to be too monotonous. They all got the same wives and the same kids. I'm sick of this shit. I need action. As a single man, I need action, and I need someone to do something off out of left field for my entertainment. I think they all watch the TikTok. I don't. But they do, so if that happened, I would be appreciative.
Well, rest assured, their lives are normal, but all of their kids, gay.
Oh, yeah. All the kids will be gay, for sure.
Yeah, all apologies. Everyone is gay.
Mm-hmm. But that's not helping me. That's not surprising or interesting whatsoever. If one of my buddies' teens, and everyone is gay. All the kids are gay now. So if one of them comes out as gay, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, great. That's not fun for me. But if my buddy
well, that's funny. Like had some real controversy at school. Mm-hmm. My buddy's son came out as straight.
If my buddy Karsten. I'm just picking one out of the pack. He's got four kids, a wife, nice house, nice job. He would really mix it up if all of a sudden he was dating some guy named Doug, and it was all exciting and new, and I'd be like, wow, you're a real fucking rebel, and it's complicated your life, and now you got like a boyfriend and ex-wife.
You want one of your guy friends to ruin his marriage because he's met a guy named Doug.
Because I'm bored, yes. That's why.
No, I'm fully on board with this.
It doesn't have to be Doug. It doesn't have to be a guy. Could be a Tammy that he met at some bar out in the middle of nowhere.
But what's more fun for your viewing pleasure?
Oh, you're doubling down with excitement if it's a homosexual relationship.
Yes. You get a double, because it's an affair. That's exciting for you to see your buddy do.
Correct.
And then gay. And it's like, that's two things.
It's two things. And
that's
also
two big things.
And also, I already like I already like my bud. So he's probably going to date someone cool that I like. And now I get a new friend who maybe likes the same stuff I do.
And you finally get to have a gay friend. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that would also like diversify my friend group a little bit. That'd be great.
Yeah, all your friends are just regular just
boring,
average, down the middle guys,
cracker asses, all of them. Well, a couple of them are half Mexican or something. But like, I need something a little more. I need one of my buddies to date a gay Asian guy or a black guy or something that's like really, really shakes it up. Especially in a Midwest community, it's going to really double down on the oh wow, you know, you're going to get a look. You're going to look from your neighbors when you got your new boyfriend and you pull up to pick up the kids, and they all know because it's a small community. They fucking know what you did. You left your wife because you're fucking this Doug guy, and now everyone's like peeking out the windows like, there's that Doug guy.
So
out there. It's that Doug guy.
What's funnier for Doug and your boy? If they go just like regular button down Dockers gays, or if they go like leather daddy, like pride parade gay.
I think it's more fun for me if they're like the real square button down Dockers guys. The otherwise, that's too cartoonish. That's like that. I don't think that's the same in every case. But no, I'd rather have them just be real straight up.
You know what? I know when I was in San Francisco, it was like the 10 years ago, 12 years ago. It was the first time I noticed this. I saw a lot of dudes who looked like Wilford Brimley dating other dudes who looked like Wilford Brimley. I think it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I think people tend to look a little bit similar. I mean, that's always been a thing. that.
Yeah. Or like, the guy from, was it Richard Attenborough from Jurassic Park? That a lot of gay fellas were looking like him. Mm-hmm. Could have been him. I don't know.
Well, there are older gentlemen, again, who watched a bunch of TikTok and got sick of all this bullshit with these hoes.
It's like you see an older gay couple and you're like, wow, you survived the 80s.
Well, you got sick of this shit.
And it's like, no, they got TikTok.
You got TikToked. Saves you. TikTok. China's doing us a favor.
I guess what you're going to have to do is start sending more and more TikTok links to your guys. I mean, like, you seen this? And then, like, Burns, this is stupid. Be like, yeah, but you're fucking gay now, so joke's on you.
I don't watch TikTok. I don't have it. I deleted my account. I've...
Well, how are you going to get gay friends, then?
They all have it. They all watch TikTok. Oh, okay. Yeah. And here's the thing. It's probably because their wives like to send TikTok, so they got to have TikTok, too, so they can watch the TikTok videos that their wives nonstop send them. And the wives are the ones who are going to find out what happens when they overdose their husbands with TikTok.
Now, does TikTok make ladies gay, too, or just fellas?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because, yeah. We,
probably ladies too. It can't be just, you know, the Chinese have devastated the fellas.
Hey everyone, but, you know. I'm Denise for TikTok. Are you sick of your husband's shitty dick that won't get fucking hard anymore? And you think sick of him farting on the couch when you're trying to watch Desperate Housewives reruns? Watch a bunch of TikTok and get that limp dick gummy worm bitch out of your fucking house and into the loving arms of another woman.
TikTok, paid for by the Chinese government.
The Chinese government. That's how they're going to take us down. That's how they're.
If you were gonna destroy America and have him, I mean, it's like a vampire. You gotta invite him in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know, you give him TikTok, you make him addicted, and then you make him all homosexuals, and then you're like, fuck you. I don't know. You can't have kids now or something.
Sometimes we have these conversations and I think, well, this is a little fucking, you know, it's semi-outrageous, but at the same time I'm like, I've seen little like Joe Rogan clips, I'm like, this is kind of as stupid as what those are. It's kind of the same, like he's just not obviously making a joke of it, but I think he does the exact same thing. Like, you present this idea about TikTok and then, oh, that's kind of, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I've read about that.
I mean, every these kids have TikTok, and these kids are gay. I mean, you tell me.
What do you? Not. How much investigation do I have to do before you accept these facts? I mean, come on.
Anecdotally, every kid is gay, and anecdotally, all of them have TikTok. Therefore, you tell me.
Are you fucking stupid or no? Those are your choices. Are you stupid
or
no?
You could argue, you know, it's just, you know, if it's not making them gay, it's making them trans. We can't talk about that.
Oh my God. TikTok. Yeah, that's what it is. You're full. You watch too many of those. There's something in that's a secret. They put a secret spice.
How many gay kids did you know in high school?
There's
how many had TikTok?
You know what they do? They put MSG in the TikTok videos, and that's really because people used to have, you know, Chinese food once every few weeks or a month or whatever. Now you're getting MSG on a regular basis, and the MSG that your oratory senses are absorbing through the screen.
MSG stands for makes sons gay.
You know, there's some cracker ass with a t-shirt that says that. You know, some guy's walking around a Willie Nelson concert or something. Fucking.
Oh, man. Somebody make that t-shirt. MSG makes sons gay. And then it's like a American flag on it for some reason.
I would love if I had a collection of those types of t-shirts, of far right joke t-shirts.
Oh, my God. They're always like. There's some ones that are like pretty good, but I mean, I don't know, man.
But
like,
I'm not gonna wear
the famous one. The famous one is Sebastian Bach or whatever. And that one, I think, was it Sebastian Bach? There was like the raid, but it was like AIDS. That one he got in big trouble for. I winced
from Skid Row.
There was a T-shirt that either Sebastian Bach or Axl Rose was wearing, and it was a Raid Kills, Bugs Dead.
Oh yeah, I remember
parody
that
shirt, and it's just like, you fucking bought that shirt, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, those guys were on a lot of drugs, and they're severely drunk all the time, and there was no like, there was no internet to kind of check what you were doing, so you found that outrageous T-shirt at Spencer's Gifts, which,
oh boy,
they probably could have sold. There's all kinds of shit that they sold that was highly offensive.
Well, yeah, like outside Wrigley Field, you could find like heinously racist shit about Fukudome, who the Cubs liked. He was their like an outfielder,
right?
Hosuke Fukudome. And it was like hoary cow with the glasses and like just terrible.
They don't
and
know.
And then it was like they would have like Albert Pujols mows my lawn, like he's my gardener, like, and it was like just race. He's a Dominican. Like it's like the wrong,
yeah,
stereotype entirely.
They don't know.
But people are just like, I don't know. His fucking last name is Mexican. So
right. They
that's
think
in Chicago.
They think that Fukudome's race, like he's just a, I don't know, Asian Oriental guy, Asian Oriental. They don't know like what country he's from. They have no fucking clue.
Oh, it's weird. It's weird that it is racist, but they don't mean it that way. If that makes sense, they're like, "Yay, we love this Japanese fella."
Yeah, they don't. They don't know any better. So it's,
yeah,
to
it's
them,
so
it's
so weird.
To them, it's like Bugs Bunny era racism that they,
if you really liked the Asian guy on Bugs Bunny, it's so stupid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then I remember in the, I picked this out when I was a little kid in the 1983 Tigers program on the same page that they had Aurelio Lopez was also on the opposite side was a burrito or Mexican restaurant that had like sombrero, Speedy Gonzalez looking guy, obviously, yeah, paired together with Aurelio Lopez.
I liked Speedy Gonzalez when I was a kid. I thought he was pretty cool. He's like real speedy.
Yeah, he's super cool. No, Speedy Gonzalez was not like a piss on. He was the alpha male in those situations. Either way,
yeah.
Even as a little kid, I was like, well, this isn't very nice.
Yeah, I don't think that I ever looked at like the Cleveland Indian and thought like, oh, that's, I just always was like, that can't be good, right? Like no one wants to.
I guess as I got older and it was pointed out to me and I thought about it that, oh, I guess that is a caricature meant to be in fun and jest, thus being racist towards Native Americans. But other than that, it really never registered because I thought it was cool. I didn't think it was. My brain didn't click and think racism. My brain looked at it as that logo's fucking cool because it was fucking cool, but some people may have been offended by it.
Yeah, I could see either or. Or you could just be like, I don't know, my brain just is like, that's what their logo looks like. So I don't think if it's anything. I just think that's their logo.
Yeah, I don't
know. You
know
what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I don't put any meaning behind it. Like, oh, the Batman symbol. Is that what a bat looks like? It's like, I don't know. It's just what the symbol fucking looks
yeah,
like.
It's been there for your entire life. Since you were born, yeah, that's been there on stuff.
Oh, you think the M in McDonald's is what a fucking M looks like? It's just like, I don't think about that at all.
You're wearing a Hank Aaron Milwaukee Braves hat. You fucking, what do you think? You're black now, Prado? Is that what you're fucking doing? You fuck, Jesus Christ. Take that fucking hat off. You're co-opting.
I think during COVID, people were so bored that was like 90% of the conversations people had.
What can you pick apart? What can you yeah, surgically find wrong about somebody or
everybody
something?
Everybody became a truffle pig for like offensive like shit. And so like you either had to like be like, yeah, I'm going to be offensive, or like be like, I'm offended.
What's up, truffle pigs?
Oink, oink, truffle pigs. Find out what's racist today. Yeah. Hot take. Brido thinks the Cleveland Indians is probably racist.
Wow. Jeez. Fucking.
What a cool guy Brido must be.
Brido's got to cancel everything. You got to cancel everything.
You're canceled. Hey, Cleveland Indian, you canceled.
What are they now? I forget.
Guardians.
Oh, jeez.
What's weird is that the Guardian. No, I was gonna make a joke. I was gonna make a. If you can't picture him, I look exactly like Aunt Jemima, but I did not.
Oh, wow!
Wow! It's even worse.
No, no, you made it worse. What did you do?
No.
What did you do? The Washington. I guess those... What did you do? I guess this is. No.
Oh my God, the Kansas City Chiefs are the Kansas City gay guys now.
I don't want to make this. I don't want to do a serious discussion on this. Please don't drag me down into it. But
Burns, did you hear that
the
Florida State Seminoles are now the Florida State trans heroes.
But what do you think about trans heroes? What do you think about the angle of that it's whitewashing things by taking an Uncle Ben off the thing or an Aunt
Jemima.
Yeah,
but what history is that? Like, oh my God, we're going to forget about the great history of Uncle Ben.
Well, I've heard.
I don't know why it's racist either. Like, if somebody was like, not everybody knows the whole fucking history. Like, Uncle Ben is racist. Well, because he's like a servant or something or what?
That's the thing, is that up to you. Did your brain think he's a servant? I just think he's like, you go over to Uncle Ben's house, this old black dude who makes good ass rice.
That's right. I thought maybe it's his recipe, but if somebody's like, no, he's like a slave, it'd be like, oh fuck, yeah, get rid of it then. I don't give a shit.
Aunt Jemima just looks like, you know, she happens to be African American, but she also just looks like a chubby old aunt who makes some good ass pancakes.
Right, but that one I know more of the history. Like, I can picture the black lady in Gone with the Wind, who is clearly a slave. You know what I mean? Like, so this is like the house, the cook, the slave cook. And it's just like, yeah, we don't want to think about slaves while we have pancakes.
But it never said anything about slaves. It's just like Aunt Jemima makes good ass pancakes. I didn't ever think slave about either of them. I just thought,
She makes them against her will for a white family she secretly wants to murder. How's that?
The chubby cheeked, cute old aunt who must make good pancakes. You look at her on the box, you know that lady makes some good ass pancakes.
Right, that's why they put her there, because you're like, oh, remember when we had slaves? They could fucking cook the shit out of
cook
it.
Cook the shit out of it. Filled with spit and fucking...
Yeah, after the Civil War, like, and these fucking old, broken-down Southern white men are eating their wife's shittiest fuck pancakes. I mean, like, I wish we fucking had that Aunt Jemima back. God damn.
These are so dry.
Yeah, these are dry. God,
I miss slaves. Oh, these pancakes are terrible.
Supposed to be the superior race. Not in the pancake game, I can assure you of that.
All right, me and Brido have been canceled.
They changed their slogan to the Confederacy. We're better at everything but fucking pancakes. Yep. I guess. Jesus Christ.
We were canceled approximately 22 minutes and 37 seconds into the program here. We don't even know really why.
My stupid white bitch wife is making these god awful fucking horse manure pancakes. God damn it. I will pay you, Jemima. Get back in here.
I'll put you
on the bottle.
I work down at the hardware store, and I have a hard job. And in the morning, I need to fill up with some pancakes, and it'd be nice if my flat ass white fucking milk toast boring ass wife could get in the kitchen and figure out how to make fucking proper pancakes. Look, Aunt Jemima, I've always.
What do you mean you didn't even ask her the recipe?
Jesus Christ.
Martha Bell, you stupid bitch. You know what? I'm gay now. I'm with Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben. I'm gonna go have an affair with Aunt Jemima so I can get some fucking decent pancakes once in a while.
Take me back, Jemima.
Well, that's what happened. That's what Thomas Jefferson, that's his problem. He got terrible pancakes and then he started.
Thomas Jefferson loved pancakes, and Sally Hemming, better at pancakes.
That's what he had to do. What was he supposed to do? He needed those pancakes.
He's like, I can't possibly eat these white fucking lady pancakes.
Just put chunks of flour in there. It's terrible. That's
just the rich, buttery lady. She makes biscuits too. Jesus, bacon? Fucking amazing.
Yeah, the biscuits are fluffy and flaky. They're so buttery and delicious. I can't deal with these fucking white woman fucking baked goods. One more minute. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I need it. I need to have an affair with Aunt Jemima where I can get proper baked goods and also my dick wet from someone who knows how to fuck. Did you hear me? Did you hear me in there? Go back in your room.
No offense to the white ladies, but I don't see your goddamn picture on any of these breakfast boxes.
Your dry pushies and your dry pancakes can hit the fucking bricks, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
There, now we've offended everyone. That's fair.
Yeah. Fucking white ladies suck at pancakes and syrup.
Their syrup is trash.
Your trash syrup, white ladies.
What is this, Karo syrup? Just like plain fucking corn syrup on this shit? I've had someone pull that on me. I might have been at someone else's house. They were made pancakes, and then someone plunked down a bottle of that fucking clear Karo syrup on the table. Like, that's what you were supposed to put on it.
I mean, agave, I'll fuck with some agave.
Sure, but if you
also
have...
Also not white lady pancakes.
No.
There's like at least 45 dudes listening to this right now. I'm like, how far into we in this? Goddamn, my kids are gay and my wife is bad at fucking.
This is terrible.
Breakfast.
This is what a terrible revelation. They're driving on the way home from work. I'm gonna have to have a talk with everyone when I get home because this.
And
is,
the third
I didn't
thing,
know about
oink,
this.
Oink, I am a pig, and I am, and I'm thinking about getting on TikTok and being gay myself.
Walk in the door. Oink, oink, you fucking pigs. Everyone get in the living room. We're going to have a family discussion. First of all, Dakota, I've learned recently from your boy on the Power Moves program that you're gay. And I'm not fucking, it's not a big deal. I just would like some communication. And you, Tabitha. These pancakes, I didn't want to say anything, but apparently it's well-known information that your white ass makes shit pancakes. I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to go down to Harold's or something, learn how to make a proper waffle or a pancake from someone who knows what they're fucking doing.
Exactly. Every kid under 18 is named is now Gayden.
Gayden. Yeah, that's great. It's too easy. Too easy. But it's not fun. It's not fun for the kids anymore. You can't make fun of that. So it's worthless on the playground. Completely worthless.
They're not offended by it. I'm just saying facts. I'm just spitting bars. There's just facts. All the kids are gay. Everyone is gay.
Well,
and hey, it's up to. Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the thing. Is if it doesn't even have to be gay. Just you can fuck everything. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Like when we were little fifth, sixth graders, and then you grow up and you get like, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade. If you just had access to everybody, it would.
I mean, maybe there's a part of you that's like, I mean, is my entire sexual identity based off of whether or not kids were going to call me gay in eighth grade? I mean, is that what it is?
Right, right. Maybe if I got a taste for it early on, I would have had more options for myself right now.
If somebody was like, it's cool if you smooch boys, I've been like, I got to find a boy.
Right. Feels good.
It was not an option. I mean, I don't think I am into it at all. In fact, I know I'm not.
But
if it was an option, I'd be like, you know.
Yeah. Like when you're younger, you do a lot of stuff just because you don't know whether you like it or not. So you could have banged like 10 of your classmates and then got that out of the way.
Like early on. Yeah.
Early on. Yeah. Like ninth grade. One year you go to prom with a dude. You finger bang each other in the car afterwards, and because none of the chicks were interested, so you go with your boy Marshmallow, because the kids have fun names now, and you and Marshmallow go to the prom and finger each other's butts, and then you're like, that's not for me, but I'm glad I did it. I had a fun time.
I mean, probably better conversation.
Right. Yeah. You like the same things, possibly.
Yeah. You're into you both like the Above the Rim soundtrack.
Then both of you Then both of you are like, did you like,
like, yeah, I liked it. Did you like that Judgment Night soundtrack where it's like rock music and rap? They're like, yeah, hell yeah. I'd be like, oh, fuck, I haven't heard anybody else that likes that. We should kiss. But yeah, like, I, you know what I really liked? Like the Bad Boy Pistons. Me too. Oh, my God. Like
Kiss again.
Again, huh? So, I kind of was into WWF like when it was like WrestleMania one through like six, but
me too.
You know, nobody's really watching it anymore. But I secretly, you know, sneak peeks. I'll sneak like anyway. Yeah.
But then also, it's like, you know, all right, how did you feel about my tongue in your mouth? Not great. What about you? Yeah. Not great, but we could talk about wrestling some more.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you know, I think the Jordan 1s are probably, they're like a classic, but I don't even really consider them a Jordan. But like the 3s were starting to really cook with gas, and the 4s are like the classic. Over 5s, it's like probably that, like that's the pinnacle of shit. 7 and 8. Then like the 11th.
I'll trade you this 83 Topps George Brett for your 1981 Nolan Ryan card right now. Do it right now. No big deal. No, this mint. Yeah, look at this. In the case, in the top loader. If I can get the.
No, I fully understand that it's like a better work rate over at WCW. Like, it depends on if you're like a Hogan Andre Mania 3-man, or if like you were in the Savage Steamboat.
Oh yeah, no.
That's and that's called if everybody could be gay when I was a kid.
I was watching some of it. I mean, have you seen this this Buff Bagwell guy? Oh my God. he's really sexy. I've been watching that an awful lot.
Oh, you know what? I do. Who gives? God damn it! There's a comedian. I can't think of his name. He does an impression of like if he and his roommate were gay, and it's just like he's like, oh fuck yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Yeah, it's very funny.
Jack Robichaud. It's like super funny. Yeah.
I gotta start watching this. This sounds pretty good. I'm gonna start watching more TikTok. This is.
I don't know why it's so funny to me. I think that in my head, I'm still like got 1990s child brain. So it's like very funny to call stuff gay to me still, even though like on paper I'd be like, yeah, who gives a shit if somebody is? But it's still funny to call stuff. Like there's a comedian named Ismail Lufti. He writes for After Midnight. And he's just like, I get all of the, like, the Gen Z terms. You just have more of them, you know? Like, oh, no, we had just as many. Like, they could say mid. We had that. Like, we'd say stuff was gay. And then, like, they say something is cringe. And, like, we have one. Well, we'd also say stuff was gay. So we had
one term. It's like, fuck. Let's just use it for a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah.
It's fucking true.
I'm probably butchering that joke, but
no. It was funny to me. So that's good. It works.
Yeah, very fun.
I mean, we could segue right into the Puff Daddy stuff. We want to talk about a second.
So what is he used to make dudes suck his dick or something?
I don't know. I can't keep up with it, but every day there's like some new stuff where I read one that 50 Cent, if you follow him on Instagram, he's really getting deep into this. He loves it. It's his favorite shit. And yeah, there's some court documents where he like wanted to fuck dudes and told them that like, hey, everyone does this in the music industry. Kind of like he worked for a fucking Nickelodeon or something. Like, oh, no. We all have sex. That's what it is. Come on, kids.
I haven't finished that Nickelodeon thing, but I've met Dan Schneider and I've met Diddy.
Oh, wow. So you've been to.
I shot a Nike commercial with Diddy and Adama Kinsu.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a story about that. And I had shot iCarly with Dan Schneider, and I do have a story about that.
Did Dan Schneider fuck you on iCarly?
No, I was too old. I was like 29 when I was on that show.
I had a friend over last night, and I watched it. That show, and she's like,
yeah.
And I go, my buddy was on that, and she goes, oh no, is he okay?
No, but he wasn't fucked.
I was like, he's like my age. He was on that show when he was way out of Dan Schneider.
I was
Schneider's.
2009. I think I was 29 years old or 30.
Yeah, it was like right. It was early when we were in Los Angeles. It was not like right away, but it was quick.
No, it was right after I did New Faces.
Yeah.
And there was a porno lady on the show with me.
It's that documentary is really disturbing and shocking.
Well, okay. I started watching it and there was like a thing where, sorry, I got a phone call. There was like a thing where this little boy's like, I had to wear a skin tight thing. And I was like, it's a superhero costume. Like, I'm not on board with this. And he's like, and they had two dicks on my shoulder. And I like, they did like a nut shot onto the lady. I go, those are clearly noses. And he's sneezing on it. Like, yeah. this is fucking that to say that that's a cum shot joke is a crazy stretch.
It's of course put into context and they edit it that way to emphasize how those things could look pornographic. But there's a lot of stuff when they did show it that way, they sold it to me. I was like, oh yeah, that's. Oh God, that fucking camera angle! What is this? What is this shit?
Yeah, there's probably weird shit.
But at the same time,
with that one,
if I would have watched that show and saw those things just in the context of the show, I wouldn't have thought, "Oh man, that chick's getting busted on her face right now." I would just be like, "Oh, it's some dumb kid joke where there's fucking goop getting shot on someone's face."
If you're watching it like, oh, the person making this is making lecherous kid fucking jokes, then you can make anything into like, oh, what do you mean by that?
Right. But he,
you know what I mean?
But he seriously, allegedly did a bunch of bad shit. So
I still haven't gotten into it. I'm not defending the guy at all. Like, but you know, I don't know what Diddy did either. Like, but yeah, that'd be fun to know. I've only heard things like alleged and like whispered about with Diddy. And so,
well,
he wanted to wear Beats headphones in the Nike commercial. And they were like, cut, like, he can't wear those. And he stormed off the set because he's like, Beats have been really good. He wanted to wear another, just like a brand in another commercial. And then they said no. And he like was like, yeah, yes, I do. And then someone goes, just take him out and post. And he heard him say that. And that's when he stormed off for like
Jesus Christ
a while. And then his like assistant comes back, his like servant, and goes, I have never seen him this upset since the death of Biggie. And the director gave me a look like, are you fucking hearing this shit? Because there wasn't like anybody else like around.
Right.
But like the director who's like didn't really talk to me the whole time, but like shoots me a look like, can you fucking believe this shit?
Dude, please acknowledge what's happening with right now.
And he goes, you're comparing this to the death of Christopher Wallace. And the guy goes,
headphones have to have beats on there. They have to. Otherwise, I just can't go on. I'm going to have to write a song about it. I'll be wearing Beats headphones. Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, when he came out, when Diddy became like Diddy, when he dropped that like album, the big one, like Puff Daddy and the Family, the whole time I was just like, he just takes other songs.
Right. Yeah.
And he kind of sucked. Like Dr. Dre sucked at rapping, but like, it was still cool because like Snoop was doing most of it, you know?
Right. It wasn't always bad though. Dre's verses weren't terrible, but someone DOC or Ice Cube wrote a lot of the early stuff. And then the later stuff is a lot of it's DOC.
But like the Chronic is, we like it because of Snoop Dogg.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
But I had this conversation the other day, like, but, and Diddy sucked worse.
Yeah.
Than Dr. Dre.
Yeah. It was like, It was a very Dame Dash thing, except for they had a little bit better mic skills. Dame Dash didn't rap, but it's the same thing. If you don't want somebody dancing in the video, it's the fucking Suge Knight thing.
Yeah, the Suge Knight thing. Oh, who's Suge Knight? I was eating with Kinane at Houston Steakhouse when Suge Knight just walked past us. We were like, oh God.
And he's a guy that you could have been like, Kinane could have yapped off like, hey, Sugar Bear. You know, just to be funny, Suge Knight's a guy who would really take his head and slam it on the table.
My fucking real estate agent's dad was murdered by Suge Knight, and the reason he's in prison.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, her name is Nakia Carter, and she's a real estate agent. She's our real estate agent for this house, and her dad was killed by Suge Knight and is the reason Suge Knight is in prison.
That's fucking fascinating. What did he do?
Ran him over on that set of Straight Outta Compton.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. That was him.
That was her dad. Was, this an acquaintance of mine's father.
What the fuck?
I didn't like really talk to her about it, but like when we like she does talk about it. Like in her,
would love to hear all about this. Would love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Shit. Well,
that's all I got.
Oh no, that's a very interesting nugget. That's very interesting.
I mean, he might have killed two people. I would have to see for sure.
Probably killed lots of people.
No, but in that thing that got took him down.
Right. He's got like a red truck or something.
Yeah, let me do like a Suge Knight, and then let's see, the 20 prosecution on charges of voluntary manslaughter. He killed Terry Carter. That's her dad.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking insane.
Yeah. On January 29th, 2015, Knight crashed his car into two men, killing Terry Carter, his friend and co-founder of Heavyweight Records, and fled the scene in Compton. This was on the set of, I think, Straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a daughter named Nakia, and Nakia was our real estate agent.
Wow. Yeah, that just... and it wasn't a very, like... it's just a reckless, stupid thing. It wasn't like he went into his house and beat him to death with a fucking hammer or something.
And hang him out a window like ice, like Vanilla Ice.
Like Vanilla Ice. What if he dropped him? What if he was hanging him out the window and that's how Vanilla Ice died? The whole universe would be different if that would have happened. Everything would be different that we know. It'd been a real butterfly effect if Suge Knight...
if he had fucking slipped and dropped Vanilla Ice.
Threw Vanilla Ice off a fucking... off. Can you imagine the jokes?
Wait, hold on. You could write this movie like an alternate universe... where Suge Knight, the movie starts with Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice by the ankles. He's like, give me the rights to Ice Baby. He's like, eh. And then he like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ice Baby like wiggles out around too much. And Suge gets like distracted, fucking drops him.
Uh-huh. Like his phone rings or like there's a dog that takes a shit. It's got to be something insane. Like
something insane happens.
Shit on my rug. And it's,
he's in socks and he steps on a Lego and he drops drops Vanilla Ice to his doom. And
that's
then
how Vanilla
like,
Ice
well,
dies. Suge Knight
Vanilla
stepped on a Lego.
And he's like, well, you're fucking arrested. And then he never can fund Death Row Records. The Chronic never comes out. Tupac
still alive. There's a lot of things that could still...
Tupac is still alive. Biggie's still alive.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the full story of the P. Diddy thing, but I think it's going to come out. And I think this could be a real, like... this is the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to continually see this because there is a ton of...
oh.
We're just starting out.
Vince McMahon... I mean, Vince McMahon is another, like, crazed...
yeah.
Example.
We're just getting warmed up with the Dan Schneider Nickelodeon stuff, this P. Diddy stuff. It's going to keep trickling until Tom Hanks, his porno on Epstein Island comes out or something. It's just going to keep dumping because people have nothing. They don't, There are people that have their entire lives dedicated to finding out what these fuckers all did. That's all they care about.
Has this been the case with any other like generation of people where it's like everybody that you grew up liking, eventually you find out that they raped 1,000 people? Like, you know what I mean? Like Bill Cosby. Let's just start with that. Then it's like Woody Allen. I mean, whatever you're into, you're like, oh man, I love Miramax movies. Like fucking, you know, or I don't know. It's just too many fucking people since 2017, like the Me Too thing started. But then it's just going to slowly more giant bombshells every year. Like Vince McMahon had a fucking sex dungeon every like arena that he went to.
Well, I think a lot of it is that the powers that be in any of those situations, they had the pipeline of information completely blocked because they had other people that were involved in whatever bad shit they did. So it was capped off. And now, because that we've talked about how, you know, everything's a popularity contest and that's all that matters, and people who have access to publicizing things on the internet really run shit now. We're moving in that trajectory. So Hollywood is losing power. And as Hollywood loses power, people care less about those threats of you'll never work in this town again. You're like, I don't need to work for you. I'm fucking famous. I don't need you to make money anymore. So I can blow a whistle on whatever I fucking feel like. And as more people come out, just like in the Diddy thing, there's going to be more people who are like, yeah, fucking hard ass rap guys like Meek Mill are going to be like, yeah, fucking Diddy made me suck his dick. And I'm not the only one. I'm not. So don't point the finger at me. Obviously, he was doing this shit all the time. I'm not the fucking bad guy here, whatever you want to look at me as. So I hope
that's
for
the
more.
He made Meek Mill suck his dick.
I believe that Meek Mill, yes, he's very much in the mix with this. And then there's some lyric he has that if you listen to it now, it's like, oh. So I think there's definitely some sort of intercourse that happened with Meek Mill. Poor Meek Mill. He's just been run through the ringer.
Wow. Man, my experience with Diddy, he fucked up a lot of his lines, like, in a way that I was kind of like, Jesus Christ. Like Eli Manning did not fuck up one line, like not once. I think Diddy fucked up every single. He also had the two-decker luxury van, like trailer. It was a two-story van. It was crazed. He brought it in himself,
like a tour bus or like a trailer,
a two-story tour bus trailer. And somebody said the only other person that has one is Will Smith. He got a haircut while I was there. Like, I saw it.
Sounds
him with
nice.
I mean, yeah. But I didn't know he was, like, inside fucking raping everybody and making everybody suck his dick and shit. Like, fucking raping Farnsworth Bentley, like, over and over again.
I bet Farnsworth Bentley was definitely getting it. Now this makes a whole lot more sense. Farnsworth Bentley was a... fuck pillow for P. Diddy. That's definitely what was going on.
Made fantastic pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Farnsworth's home-style pancake mix.
There you go. You should switch it to Farnsworth pancake, syrup. Pancake syrup.
Can I have P. Diddley? Has anyone used that yet? Is P. Diddley a thing yet? Because that's what, you know, that's a fun name. He diddles people. He's a P. Diddley. He wasn't an Epstein Island guy, was he? He wasn't on the list.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, god damn. I've heard some really good Jeffrey Epstein jokes lately, so it's
lately? Some fresh Jeffrey Epstein jokes. Hot off the presses.
Ian Carmel talked about how good of a Jewish name that is. That kid that they're not gonna stop naming kids Jeffrey Epstein.
It is a solid one. It's for, yeah.
And let's see, Rory Scovel. That's one about like when you found out Bill Clinton was on that list. It was like, yeah, fucking everybody knows that. But when Stephen Hawking was on, he's like, now we're playing baseball.
Yeah. That is true. That is super fun now. Now we I need that. I need more action. I feel like we're just so deprived and inundated with war stuff and politics stuff. We need stuff like Stephen Hawking getting busted for bad things.
But like the Otani scandal, you would think it would rock LA, but most people here, like I tried talking about it on stage last night, they didn't know what I was talking about. I get it. It's an East Side comedy show that might follow the niche sport of baseball, but it's Los Angeles. You think that they would know, because Kevin, one of our producers, went to Diamond Bar High School at the same time as E.P. Matsuzaka, the fucking interpreter. They went to high school together.
See, I don't know what this story is. I just know that he fired his interpreter. I know nothing more than that.
Oh, so one day the Dodgers are like, the translator comes out and he's like, I have a gambling problem. Otani's been covering for me. He didn't gamble on baseball, but I have a $4.5 million gambling debt, and he's taken out $500,000 increments to pay off. It's embarrassing for me and my family, but I have a gambling problem. He's been, you know, as a good friend, he's stepped up and covered my debts. And people are like, weird, because you guys were joking around in the dugout today. Like, right. And then he's just like, oh, okay, no more questions. And then the next day, the Dodgers are like, that dude's fired. Otani didn't know about any of that. He stole $4.5 million. And then it becomes like, wait, what? He didn't know that that dude stole $4.5? And CJ has a whole thing today, CJ Sullivan. It's like, the bank wasn't like, hey, are you taking out $500,000 at a time here, Shohei? Like, it just doesn't add up, to the point that I think Otani got caught gambling.
Yes.
And that this dude is like the fall guy, but he's the biggest star in baseball. Opening day is fucking today. This would, like, baseball's already like a dwindling sport, and this is like the one hope that they have, is this guy playing for the Dodgers to revamp interest. Like, you got Mookie Betts, Shohei Otani, Freddie Freeman, three of the five best players like in baseball on the same team. Like, let's fucking go. The Yankees have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. Like, let's fucking Yankees Dodgers World Series. Let's get the shit going again. And this dude fucking Pete Rose'd his ass.
Yeah. Just you, that little description you just gave me, immediately my brain says, yeah, he places the bets for Otani. And then he has to give him the money to give to the debts. So before, it was like, here's $100,000 to bet on this. And then he would bet on it. And then he kept going in the hole, and then he needs the money. And then you're going to see the transfers of 4.5 mil. Yeah. It's Otani is fucking gambling, 'cause he's a man with so much fucking money that he can lose $4.5 million.
But then, devil's advocate time, because that's what Occam's Razor was like. That's the most obvious fucking thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, how do you steal $4.5 million? Why wasn't that a good enough gamble for your gambling brain? To steal $4.5 million in $500,000 increments and be like, that's a gamble. Can I get away with this? You know? But the interpreter lied about shit on his resume. So he says he went to, like, whatever college he says he went to, and that college is like, he didn't fucking go here. And then he said that he was the interpreter for the Red Sox for years for, like, a different Japanese player, and the Red Sox are like, he never was employed here. So this guy is kind of shady,
but it also sounds like it's just Otani's buddy that he has to hang around to gamble with. Like, Jordan had guys like that. Jordan didn't hang out.
Like this guy, the guy, the shrug guy.
Right. Yeah. Jordan didn't just hang out with like fucking superstar guys. Jordan hung out with guys who liked gambling that you never heard of. And that's who he would play golf with. People would make fucking $1 million bets on the fucking ninth hole or some shit. So that makes an awful lot of sense to me.
I mean, and you could make all the jokes that you want. People have made, like, oh, I can't, like, welcome to SportsCenter, brought to you by DraftKings. Big scandal today, the gambling. So, like, that's kind of, like, been, you know, the most obvious angle on it. But So you got to decide, like, if we're going to be playing fucking major league sports in professional sports in Vegas, if we're going to be doing DraftKings and fucking all this bullshit, like, what are we, like, should we chill out on that? Like, what is the end result of where this should land?
I don't know, but it's all encompassing of sports now. It's all fucking gambling. It's so much money. And if you're a competitive professional athlete with millions of dollars and you love gambling just like me, Mike Burns loves gambling, who places $5 parlays, but you can have the off season and you're fucking bored and you love other sports. Oh my God, you're an NFL player and you're betting on basketball games. So much fun. So fucking fun with your buddies and you're all...
I mean, Mayweather seems to drop all kinds of money.
Right. Well, that's totally fine. Boxing doesn't have a problem with it because boxing's so openly fucking dirty that they're like, yeah, whatever. These guys can do whatever the fuck they want.
Boxing is so corrupt that it's like, I don't know what the... like. That just like a YouTube guy can be like, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to fight Barack Obama. And they're like, yeah, whatever. It's the same thing as.
I mean, that's all we want. It's more sports. It's more interesting. That's the thing, is that it's just as interesting if the fight's decent. Whereas when you would watch some of those Mayweather fights, it was just Mayweather dodging and walking around and staying away from someone for like a whole fucking fight. And it wasn't exciting to watch whatsoever. I'd be bored out of my goddamn mind.
Mayweather was excellent in a way that was not fun to watch.
Yes, he was.
Being a defensive genius,
right,
sucks to watch.
No one's like watching any sort of sport where, oh man, the defense is so good in this game right now. Oh, fuck. Oh man, this NFL game at the half is 3-0. Oh, what a fucking sweet game. So yeah, that makes total fucking sense. But defense wins, and that's what happens.
I mean, yeah, it's like Ozzie Smith was exciting once a game, but I'd rather see Daryl Strawberry. You
know? Right. Yeah. And that's why the NBA is just a trash pile now, and you can jog up and down the court with the ball in your shorts or something. That no one is, fucking cares.
My Instagram is like, you want to see dudes take 7 steps, right? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
They're all like, college basketball is kind of done. For men, like, it's kind of like, what are we doing? There's no stars. All of the fucking players in the NBA that are good, that are young, are like foreign.
Yeah, they go to the G League if they're good. Now, you watch some of these college basketball games, they go 0-11 in the middle of the game, like 10-foot jumpers. Everything is just absolute trash. That said, the March Madness is still a fucking delight to gamble on. That's why it's fucking great. I got all kinds of fucking bets for tonight. It's fucking fantastic. But during those regular season, you try and watch a fucking college game, and I usually just watch state games, but it's like, oh Jesus, these guys are really
everybody I know in Iowa is watching the women's tournament because of Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And all these star female players. It's like they have bona fide, once in a generation superstar ladies players who make millions of dollars too. It's very exciting. Caitlin Clark, the fucking LSU team, the South Carolina team, Stanford, like UConn. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the tournament that, you know, I say this because I went to the University of Iowa. I'm a Hawkeye fan, and Caitlin Clark's fucking like super fun to watch. But she and Angel Reese could be the next Bird and Magic, you know, like, for the WNBA.
Every Iowa women's game is fantastic to watch. I have, and you know, I don't watch this shit. I have money on fucking Iowa winning the national championship that I put in early because I want them to win because I want to keep. I'm surprised you don't have like a t-shirt jersey of a Caitlin Clark one yet. Oh, do you have a Caitlin Clark jersey? Oh, this is going to be fantastic if you actually have this. Or better yet, a hat. If you have a hat that just says Caitlin Clark on it. Oh, fuck yeah, you do. That's incredible. I want one of those. That's fucking rad. Good job. That's fucking excellent. Nike, yeah, Caitlin Clark t-shirt jersey is fucking sweet.
Yeah, I got it. I wore it last night with my Iowa hat. I don't know where it is.
No, I like that a lot. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
And guess what? I got stopped multiple times at the bar, and people were like, "Is that a Caitlin Clark jersey?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And there, people are like, "That's fucking cool."
It is fucking cool. Yeah, I wish Michigan State had some kick-ass broad I could wear a fucking t-shirt
or with this hat or with this hat.
Oh, the full hookup. Coordinate. You gotta coordinate.
Yeah, I was gonna wear it with my fucking Iowa starter jacket, but I decided that was too much.
That's too much. That's the line.
The farther they get into the tournament, the more layers will go on.
Just more socks.
The last home game, not counting the tournament, Travis Scott and Nolan Ryan were there.
Because you don't see anyone shoot that well in any college men's games. It's a junk brick fest. It's so bad half the time, but holy shit, she's just. And what I like about her is that she's not humble. I don't like humble athletes. She fucking drops some shit. It's bang, fucking arms up in the air, like, "What's up, bitch? Who's the fucking king around this motherfucker?" I love it. It's so much fun to watch. I was at the bar and had
She's Ronda Rousey. She's Ronda Rousey.
Put that game on, and I was sitting with this table of four gay women who were amped for it, and I was amped the same. And they were like, "We had a bond where, oh, this is a thing. This is bringing people together. We all love this fucking Caitlin Clark chick because she's so goddamn exciting. I like something you guys like equal, and we're not the same type of people, but boy, oh boy, what a fucking treat. What a treat person to watch. They should put her in the fucking G League, even if she sits on the bench. Let's see.
Oh, Ice Cube offered her $5 million to play on 3-on-3.
I did see that. That's not a great choice for her. I think she doesn't, I think at some point in her career, that would be an excellent choice for her, but I think now she's got bigger fish to fry than the Ice Cube League.
She's going to be the first pick in the WNBA draft. Mm-hmm. She's going to Indianapolis. I think her boyfriend, the son of the Iowa basketball coach, works for somewhere in Indianapolis in some capacity. She's going to drop him like a fucking brick when she figures out that she is a star outside of Iowa City.
Right.
And
when she starts to date anybody.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you hear Caitlin Clark is dating Jason Sudeikis? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
She's dating Jason Kelsey. He got divorced to date Caitlin Clark. Some shit like that, and then it's
Timothy
over.
Chalamet. She could beat the fuck out of Timothy Chalamet. Now that I think about it,
yeah. She would stomp the fuck out of him. Can you imagine how strong her legs are? She'd crack that little bitch like a nut. Just pop his head. Just
you look like you watch TikTok, bitch.
Squeeze. Fucking scary. Yeah. Women's legs are fucking scary, man. They could. They are. They are. If you're ever down in the, you know, you're down there. If they wanted to, they can kill you at any time, like a fucking like a praying mantis.
I don't think so.
Well, they could just wrap their thighs around your head, dead. You're fucking dead. They're so strong.
That's the plot of a James Bond movie.
Is it? Is that the whole plot that James Bond eats some box and then his fucking head gets popped?
James Bond is shit face off of martinis at a bar, and some guy's like, "A woman can fucking when you're down there eating her puss, she can destroy your head." And he's like, "Fuck you!" And then
is that the dialogue in the James Bond movie? Hey, Jim, you know when you're eating a babe's push, if you get down there, she can just fucking squeeze you and fucking crush your brain. You know that, James Bond, Jimmy boy? You ever eat some pussy?
When he's not, like, you know, solving crimes or whatever, what he's doing is he's at bars getting shit-faced off martinis, like, arguing with, like, people about, like, facts.
You know shit. You know shit.
So you tell me if you're eating pussy, the woman could just squeeze any woman? You tell me any woman could just squeeze my head to death?
Sweetest. I'm James fucking Bond. You think my head's not been crushed by some pussy
before? You think
you're
gonna snap my head? I'm 5 foot a week.
This Jimmy Bond pipe of the week.
Pipe of the week. You're not snapping my head.
Shake this meat, not stir it. Just shake it. Shake my meat. Shake my pipe.
Vibe of the week. Shaking. It's
also in
shaking.
I was in Rockin' Vena. You'd think they got a guy who gets his head crushed eating sniz to be in Rockin' Vena. I don't think so, mate. Why don't they have a Cockney accent, James Bond? Why do they got to have this sissy fucking shit? Let's get a fucking guy with a full, like, hey, fucking, hey, talks like this.
Well, they wanted Idris Elba, and they said he was too street. But it's like, I don't know. I kind of want James Bond to say bruv.
Yeah, I would like that too, and I don't assume that James Bond comes from some like highfalutin fucking family or some shit. Why does he have to be from that? You think that if he was a really intelligent guy that grew up on the streets, he'd be a combo of parts A and part B, the smarts and the fucking kick ass.
I really did not read the Ian Fleming books, but
no.
Is James Bond from a specific class? He must be. Because he's like, you know, he's a sophisticated gentleman.
I think they would just fucking teach him all that stuff, though. Like, he goes to the Miss Manners classes and learns, like, which knife to his fucking...
No, you can't move up in class in England. You're born into poverty.
Poverty.
You stay in poverty.
That's correct, yeah. Unless you make money outside.
My name's James Bond, isn't it? And then it's like... Hey, bruv, I'm James Bond, innit? And then he's like, Bond, James Bond, innit?
Ate in my black, my faggy pudding and my fucking blood sausages. What are you fucking? You knocked my martini over, bruv. I'll see you out in the car park.
So the woman's like, my name is Pussy Galore. And he's like, you mean pussy like a vagina, isn't it? Like you got a vagina and a bunch of titties, isn't it?
Sniz. Well, I just call you Sniz for short. Yeah, yeah. Let me say it.
This is my this is my friend. What was it again? A vagina and stuff. I can't.
That bird's fanny looks like she got fucking Lucille Ball in a head and a crotch lock. That's what.
Hello, love.
I always like that fanny is vagina.
Pussy, yeah.
You're a fanny. Yes, you look like fucking. Oh, mate, it's wildy down there. You go get down for the hedge clippers and fucking walk in there.
James Bond didn't like the birds no more. He's been watching TikTok. This is my friend Fanny Galore.
Does James Bond does he eat the business, or is he like one of those guys like in like a 90s gangster rapper who's like, I'll never do that, bro. Is he like tough guy about it, or is he like sensitive? I feel like in the last one he might do that. I think I saw it in the last one.
He eats vagina?
I mean, I think he may in the last one. I feel like that might happen, but I don't think it ever happened in any of the other ones before. And we've talked about, I mean, I hate it all. The show always degenerates into butt eating, but on the last episode, someone said, the last episode is wildly filthy. If you haven't listened to it, it's really fucking funny that you and I did together. And someone's review was like, that's all super funny, but I could have done without the 20 minutes of butt-eating talk. And I was like, I don't recall any of that. But does modern-day James Bond eat the butt now? He must, right? He has to.
No, he said that when it comes to eating butt, call him Dr. No. He said he'd rather have a gold finger than a brown ass mouth.
Wow, that's really good. I can almost not... That's really good writing, Brad. On the fly, I like that. That's great.
No. That's what the entire movie Moonraker is about, eating asshole.
Yeah, these are all good. these are all fantastic.
I mean, there's one where he comes up with a bunch of brown pudding all over his mouth, and he's just eating his mom's diarrhea doo-doo hole. He goes, "Never say never again." The Living Daylights, or when he comes up from eating puss and he can finally breathe again, when she squeezes his head half to death.
Straight to camera.
Golden Eye was the original term was brown eye. That's what he.
James Bond with doo doo lips looking straight to camera and delivering a line. And it winks.
No Time to Die is about I don't know. Yeah, they're all letting ass.
Everyone. There's something there. It's all something.
He's always eating the asshole of Agent 002.
00 number 2. yeah. That's the good stuff.
Could really imagine typing to somebody. The show is good, but like, did you have to talk about eating ass? So
I don't know. It's funny to me.
You always will do that. Be like, all of the, like the part where different strokes when the guy molested him, that part was hilarious. I'll be like, what? And I'll listen back and I'll be like, I don't remember any of this.
I talked to someone today about that. I'm like, I kind of remember it. The Dudley discussion on the previous episode. I swear.
That's what you texted me. You're like, people love the Dudley discussion. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. With the bicycle man. We're talking about the bicycle man.
I know. I know now. Yeah. But in the moment, I was like, I don't know who does these shows. It's certainly not Mike Bridenstine.
It's not me either. I don't know. Once it's in the can, I edit it and I post it and it's gone. I don't listen back to it. But
the new James Bond podcast is called In the Can.
Well, just make a fucking NC-17 James Bond movie, ultra violent.
You show hard dick for the first time. You're like, that's James Bond's dick. Oh yeah. My god!
And that's how we'll find out who the new James Bond is. Well, that's going to change casting up quite a bit. Someone's got to have a quality pipe. It can't be meh. It's got to be. It can't no mid dicks.
That's where Smooth Neck came from. It's like I was saying to you. They all have prosthetic dicks. They got to show James Bond's dick, and it has to be 4.5 inches. So people are like, "What?"
No. Well, then they're just maybe it's got to be shorter. They put the prosthetic on there, and then I hate when they use the fake dick. Why they don't show
it's all fake dick? It's
they don't
all
show
fake
tits on fucking. There's not like someone that's obviously has completely fake tits. Why are these actor guys like, oh yeah, that's okay, but you know my penis is so special that if anyone were to see it, I'd be mortified. I just can't.
I mean, because I don't know. Like, if you ever see Porky's where you actually see all their dicks, it's like really terrible.
It's not great. I'm just saying, in all fairness, that's the way that it should be. If you're okay with women showing their breasts, you should have to show your penis. And it's not good. I'm not going to say it's good, but I need to see. I would like to see. I'm a curious person. I want to see what some guy's dick looks like. Just because
you're going to see dick in that movie where it's like a bisexual castle that they all go to. What is that one? Where he eats bath water. What is that movie?
I don't know that. I didn't watch a bisexual castle movie where someone drinks bath water. I don't recall. I don't recall the film.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just
okay, so
Google
Nathan
bath water bisexual castle. Regale us with this film that no one wants to watch.
Oh my God! What is his name? Okay, so let's see. It is called. Oh my God, Saltburn.
Yeah, I never watched it. I didn't watch Saltburn. I got
you know what?
I can see
you loving it. I can see you loving Saltburn.
There's so many weird reviews about it, and I could never get a beat on it. So,
my problem is I watched it with my wife and her best friend.
My wife.
And I should have watched it with my husband. It's a TikTok movie.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, I'm is it good? Is it good?
I thought it was quite good and it's bizarre. So that's why it would be up your alley.
Wieners
and
in
your
it?
Butt.
Bunch of wieners?
Yeah, there's one wiener. You get to see one wiener.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to see a wiener.
All right, well.
Real treat for the viewers at home. See that.
Better than none. I do feel bad when they have an actor on. Like, I think it's been on. HBO loves to show wieners. On that Righteous Gemstones, there's a couple wieners. And, like, there's a scene with one overweight man, and his wiener is, like, caved in completely almost. And I was like, boy, you might want to turn that role down. I mean, I'm not trying to shame you, but it's not like, because even I would be concerned, because you got to fluff those guys. You got to fluff it up.
And then
you get on set and it's cold or whatever, and it's going to shrink back up real quick. It doesn't take long. So you're going to be like,
maybe that's why they go with a prosthetic. Is like, we need better dick acting out of you.
just hold on, everyone. You got a fucking, the director, the DP, everyone's in the room and you're just like, come on, just squeezing at it. It's like a tube of toothpaste.
If you can't be good at, like, if you're not a good dick actor, then you got to get like,
then you,
you
go,
can't cry on, if you can't cry on command, and you can't like halfy on command, you know? that's funny. As they show more and more dicks like in Hollywood, somebody's like, yeah, that guy's good, he can chub on command.
You go too far fluffing it, and then it's just guh, oh no.
Mike, you're fully hard. Just, and I can see that, and I can see that there's pre-cum. There's a little bubble of cum.
Gah. Just all over the floor. You just start to cry. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna jack off till I come. Then we gotta do this scene in the next 3 minutes.
I'll be right back. I promise I'll be right back.
Halt to cut. His dick is beet red.
It's all
wait, we can't. I mean, not a post, a straight out of post cum dick. You can't do that. You gotta be fluff,
sweaty.
Your dick.
I'm ready.
Your dick. Wait, do you have a post cum dick? Oh, we're gonna lose sunlight on this, if you know what I'm saying. So we gotta shoot.
Is that lube in your hand? Get rid of, where did you get that?
You're
from?
Out of. Are you breathing heavy? You just came, didn't you?
I'm ready. So, okay, in action. Samantha, I've never been so sick.
Cut. Your dick is beet red and you're fucking, you're out of breath.
It's still dripping. It's still dripping. Oh my God.
You're wearing a black t-shirt and there's goop on the bottom of it. Either you got a slobbery dog, or all signs point to you just beat off. We're going to have to get this scene in the next 3 minutes.
Can we get costume design out here, please? Can we have a t-shirt that doesn't have fucking cum on it?
Or, hear me out. Hear me out, guys. We could use one of the 300 prosthetic dicks we have here on set. There's just a room with like a cooler filled with them, and they're like, or we're gonna have to keep dealing with Gary beating his dick.
None of these fit. Well, we do have this nose from the Roxanne movie. We'll just put this on there, and then there you go. It's a big fucking Steve Martin schnoz. That looks pretty good too.
Cut. We got a post dick. It's shrinking fast. We're running out of. We're gonna have to do this scene. You're gonna have to do it in. Action, go.
I'm gonna do it. Okay, don't leave. No, you don't leave.
Like, you gotta do it fast because you're. He's like, I don't do fluff. I do post cum.
Post cum. We'll fix it in post cum. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
So he gets too hard when he fluffs. So we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to do a post cum. This is for all the people that complained about the ass eating part of the show last time.
Well, you know,
it's your fault.
Some people don't like the ass eating segments, but I tell you, they love post cum talk. They love it. That's different. That's nothing gay about that. That's cool.
It's Stanislavski and Meisner taught the post cum dick method. Dick act.
Meisner post cum.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's do some Power Tube. I got three movies that I enjoyed. Your Lucky Day on Netflix. That's about a guy who tries to rob a lotto ticket from somebody. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. Reptile. That's got your Justin Timberlake, Benicio Del Toro, and Alicia Silverstone. Thought that was great. Also on Netflix. And, of course, Roadhouse. The new Roadhouse on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is that
Prime.
Good?
Oh, it's fucking fun, man.
See, I saw bad reviews, and then I saw one in another publication I read that was like, no, it's actually a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fucking fun. Whoever takes shots at that just wants to hate on it. It's a free Amazon movie with Jakey Gilles, who's shredded to fuck, and it's got Conor McGregor in it, and there's a lot of fucking fighting, and it's here's what I equivalated it to on the Monday Night Beers program, is that we used to have fun action movies like that. We used to have the original Roadhouse or the Point Break or movies like that that were kind of dumb, but they were a lot of fun. Fun action movie, and this is one. It's fantastic. My only criticism, no nudity except for Connor's buttocks. That's in the film, but no toplessness. I was like, come on, it's the new Roadhouse. We got to have that.
Wow, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I'm just saying, you know, you want to make an R-rated action movie that's a throwback vibe to it. Let's go all the way, Ray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you watching? Well, they could have some penis in it. How about that? How about some tates and some peen? Put it both in there. Let's see Jake Gyllenhaal's fucking dick that Taylor Swift fucking hates so much now. Let's see that fucking schnoz. Give it up to us. See Conor McGregor's hard dick. That guy's on a fucking snort all the time. That guy's filled with nose nachos. I tell you on set, he'll get out a hard dick and show it to you.
Is there a two-part Steve Martin documentary on Apple?
I don't have Apple currently.
Okay.
So could not tell you.
I have three comedy specials on three different locations that I think that people should watch, and they're all people that you enjoy.
I like that.
The Dave Attell on Netflix. Sometimes there's comedy that's meaningful and you're like, oh, this is good. This is good. This is there's vegetables in this. Mm-hmm. This is sometimes you just want a fucking joke machine. And Dave Attell delivers that for sure. That is a get high and giggle for 35 minutes.
I am excited to watch that. I haven't burned it yet because I need to be in the mood for stand-up, but that seems like a Saturday night gimme for me. That's a layup. I added it to the playlist.
That is a layup. When I started, everybody was doing Dave Attell or Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, I loved Dave Attell, and I was so excited to see that. I'm like, ooh, new Dave Attell. Fucking sweet.
Yeah. He goes, my mom's 87. He goes, no, don't clap. She's not trans. I watched the Rory Scovel HBO Max special is fucking fantastic. Then he did my show last week, and one of the regulars goes, have you seen Live Without Fear? And I hadn't. It just had slipped through the cracks. He goes to Atlanta to this spot with like a really cool history that they also tell in the documentary. And he does six nights in a row with no material and sees what happens.
Just goes out on stage. I never watched it. I will watch the Rory new one.
But it is, he's fucking amazing. I would put him in the top 10 comedians currently working, as I would with Kyle Kinane, friend of the show, Kyle Kinane. Who also does like a 10-minute bit explaining the Fast and Furious franchise and that one is called Dirt Nap. That is, I think, on YouTube, but I bought it and then I saw him at Andy Peters' going away show. Andy Peters moving to Detroit. And Kinane was like, why? And I was like, because I like you. And he's like, it's coming out on YouTube in a couple days.
Like, so. Wasting your money.
Yeah.
I don't need your money.
So I know that I'm inundated with stand-up comedy, but those are three that I really enjoy.
No, I desperately need to watch the Kyle episode, but it was one of those things like, where is this? Like, where is it? I guess YouTube for free.
I believe it should be soon.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm not giving Kyle any of my fucking money.
Sure, and he was mad that I did. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what the fucking rules are here. Like, I want to see it.
Well, yeah.
I give Louis C.K. my money every time he does a special, and I know that that's probably frowned upon, but...
Well, I mean...
You know, one of the best.
Once again, can I not listen to any P. Diddy songs because he sucks Meek Mill's dick at gunpoint or something? I got to listen to Hypnotize and stuff.
Oh, he sucked Meek Mill's dick or the other way around?
No way to know until everything comes out in the wash. Then we'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Sure, Meek Mill can't wait for everybody to know about that.
Well, maybe Meek Mill needs some quick cash, and there's no such thing as bad publicity. If you suck Diddy's dick or vice versa, then
I think there is such thing as bad publicity in the rap community.
Nah, no way. No way. You just like,
oh, everybody's going to be real chill about that.
Not until you find out how much money he got for it. Then they'd be like, oh, well, that's cool.
He's like, what? Jay-Z sold crack. And people are like, yeah, but Burnt? That one's.
Your burn sucked Meek Mill's dick? How much did he get? $25 Starbucks gift card, he said. And then he gave him a retweet. And fucking sweet deal. So, you know, we all have a price. Everyone's got a price.
He does a song called Wet Ass Mouth Hole. We're like, wait, you're no.
I'm telling you. And I think also to that effect, I think that there's going to be a lot more acceptance in hip hop just in general. And I think this could be like, yeah, fucking that. Even if motherfuckers didn't come out and say that happened, there's going to be dudes that like, yeah, I did that too.
Know there's historically there's a lot of homophobia in that.
Oh,
in that,
yeah,
genre.
Absolutely. It's very like puff your chest up alpha male. I'm not gay. And they tend to use homophobic slurs on the regular.
I mean, like maybe Lil Nas. Yeah, man.
Lil Nas
when
X.
DMX died when DMX died. And I was just like, oh, fucking yeah, it'd be fun to listen to some DMX. Like everything was just like, whoa, I was just listening to this.
Right. That said, DMX is fucking awesome. I drove back from Grand Rapids the other week, and I listened to some DMX, and I listened to like four songs in a row. I was like, oh, I forgot, like, DMX's delivery and lyricism, so fucking good as a combination. And I think he's overlooked as kind of being a shouty rapper as opposed to a good lyricist, and that's not the case. It's fucking fantastic. But yeah, a lot of slurs going on in those songs. A lot of slurs.
A lot of slurs are happening in like every, like the 2000s, every rap song had the gay F word in it.
Yeah, even that Somebody Get Me a Doctor, Eminem, Dr. Dre song that I fucking love has two slurs in it. And even at that time when that came out, which isn't super long ago, I remember like, why did you have to put those in this song that I want to blare out the windows of my car? And yeah, just like that, it was unnecessary is the thing. Completely lazy writing and unnecessary. When you could not do it, make the choice to not do it. Let's look into the future a little bit.
Well, I like Eminem was so homophobic that even like 25 years ago, people were like, hey, this is fucked up.
Right.
And then he had to like do shit. Then he had to do shit with like Elton John being like, but he's gone cold, I'm wondering why, got out of bed at home. Like, they had to do the...
Yeah, and it also shows you Elton John is like, what? I don't care. Don't care what Eminem says. I'm fucking Elton John, I'm rich. Yeah, he said, I've heard that word a thousand times. That's my Elton John impression.
I wonder if people felt betrayed by that he's like, put your picture on my wall at the whatever.
Let's do some power grooves. A song of the week is Lullaby by Grace Ives. Great song. Look it up. Lullaby by Grace Ives. I got nothing else for you. I think Brooke sent me this, but I never know where I've just added songs onto my playlist. But that's been a fave for me. Fun song.
Okay.
Lullaby by Grace Ives. Enjoy it.
I have one that I've never given you, which is New Day by Blanca. This is a straight up gospel song that you only know as a gospel song if you listen to the words.
New Day by Blanca.
Yeah, that one is a wife was listening to it song, and I was like, oh, this song is fucking great. And then she's like then when the hook happens, you're like, oh, this is a gospel song.
I like that. Inspiring. Lift me up a little bit. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's a let's start the day off. I'm going to beat some ass today. You know what? Yeah, today's going to be great. And then it's just like, because of Jesus.
Yeah, I like that. I fucking love that shit.
I highly recommend New Day by Blanca.
Great.
And accepting Christ into your life.
Great choice for the Easter weekend. For all our Christian friends to enjoy. Brad will be at church, happy, I suppose.
Happy stir. When I was when I was every weekend Catholic, I used to really look down on the Easter Catholics for coming in there and not knowing when to stand and shit, like a bunch of goddamn fucking losers.
Yeah, I won't be going this year, but I am gonna go to a brunch with mother. I'm not making the whole shit this year. I was like, Mom, let's just go have a nice ass brunch, like a 12:30. Get some eggs Benedict, crab cakes, what have you. Have a nice
As long as your fucking white ass mom doesn't try to make any of those pancakes. Tell you that much.
Mom, I don't need you making any pancakes, please, for Easter brunch.
So this is a nice brunch place. Mind if I take a quick peek in the kitchen?
Also, Cards rolls on the Patreon. We've had some new subscribers in the last week. I think that people are getting a taste for it because there's no way I'd continue to do this on whatever episode we're on, 54 or some shit, if it wasn't had a little heat. So if you want to subscribe and you want to listen to what's an indescribable show, as some people have said, or what I call it, Midwestern Housewives featuring dudes who destroy their friends who are walking around in real life, you can enjoy that show, which is if you're dead.
I heard that all these guys are boring, but one of them's going to be gay soon.
I hope so. And then I think, you know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. This is the kind of thing that I look for now to make that show more exciting. I want stuff like that to happen.
So you need to take a poll with your Cards cohorts, mm-hmm. see and be like, who's it going to be?
Yeah. It's got to be
which one's gay. It's got to be one of them.
One of you guys have to do it, or you gotta like have a dick accident where it's like part of it gets cut off, or your wife cuts your finger off in rage. I need content for that show, so we'll hope for the best. So,
I mean, one of them's gonna have to leave their wife
specifically. For a guy named Doug. It has to be Doug. It has to be Doug.
And he has to be from Lansing.
Brian, do you have anything fun to promote on the show today?
My podcast is Hunk with Mike Bridenstein, and you can subscribe. Just hit the plus button. I'd love to be in your podcast rotation. And I'm on Instagram at Mike Bridenstein. And, you know, if you want to be a pig, if you want to stay in the pig pen with all my other pigs, that'd be cool. I'm gonna go jump off a bridge.
You're doing what I do at the end of these shows, where I just like try to squeeze the rind, like get a little more out, and I just lose it towards the
greedy
end.
I got so greedy.
You got greedy, you fucking pig. Really looking forward to the weekend, you guys.
Got football on TV. My girlfriend, she's sleazy. Favorite kind of beer is free. I'm just making power moves, sipping some Natty Lights, late nights and bar frights, rocking the Winston Lights, just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves, just to a Detroit groove. All American dudes, just making power moves. Yeah, I'm making power moves, rocking a Detroit groove. Just some American dudes, I'm making power moves. I'm making power moves.